Good afternoon, this is Inside SCOM and I am Michael Kaidon. Inside SCOM is a program that takes you inside the Student Christian Organization of Malawi SCOM by presenting teachings, testimonies and SCOM activities so that we can give you a picture of what SCOM is all about and where possible you can be part of this
ministry. That's why Ndubungo Togaza SCOM.
Today we hear the first part of the teaching on time management by Isaac Osoti. We also hear a testimony from Jacqueline Mlauzi and an update of what's happening in SCOM. So please don't change the dial. But for a start, I invite Timeless and give us a song titled Good Time Today.
What if for one day the world was a peaceful, calm place? Woo! Everyone would be having a good time that day.
Everybody's having a good time today. Everybody's having a good time today. Everybody's having a good time today. Everybody's having a good time today.
Please hear me when I say, today is a great day. A great day to be alive. I watch everyone go by. See people everywhere are smiling, and everyone's having a good time. But that's how it is when you lay down your negativity and pick up a positive vibe. That oh,
everybody's having a good time today.
Everybody's having a good time today.
Everybody's having a good time today.
Good time, good time today. Everybody's having a good time today.
Everybody's having a good time today.
You're listening to Inside SCOM.
Black man now vex with white man. White man now vex with the Jew. Jewish man now vex with the moon brethren. Watch out what a good day can do. I see husband and wife and one a car dancing around the front room. Boss man and worker them sit down for reason. Because you know they work a raise over to you. That
everybody's having a good time today.
Man, everybody's having a good time today.
Everybody's having a good time today.
Feeling good, feeling fine today.
Everybody's having a good time today.
See, everybody's having a good time today. Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's having a good time today.
Oh gosh, oh gosh. Man, the whole human race. Back, relax, take time for unwind, man. Go for a walk or spend some time with your husband or wife and your lovely children. Never forget that give you the family and job with the money for feed you. And say mama rest is here for you. Just to enjoy, just to enjoy. So
you're listening to Inside SCOM.
Everybody's having a good time today.
See, everybody's having a good time today.
Everybody's having a good time today.
Good time, good time today.
Good time today. That's a track done by Timeless, coming your way on Inside SCOM here on TWR. And today, you're with me, Michael Kaidon. I now invite Isaac Nsonti to introduce the teaching on time management.
I'll be handling time management. We are going to read some scriptures. I have four scriptures which I want us to read. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 1. And Genesis chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Malachi chapter 3. Can we call it one say? Can it be done? Nintawi Aji. Agaba Zantawi, Ndim Hindi. Zigo Mugambi. We'll come to it later. Genesis chapter 1, verse 4 and 5.
Verse 4 and 5. Verse 4.
Ndipo anaona Mulungu kuti kuyerako kunali kwabwino. Ndipo Mulungu analekanitsa kuyera ndi mdima. Ndipo Mulungu anatcha kuyerako usana ndi mdima anautcha usiku. Ndipo panali madzulo, ndipo panali mawa
zoyamba. Ziko mukwambiri. Exodus chapter 18, verse 13 and 14.
Verse 13. Ndipo kunatero kuti mawa mwache Mose anakhala pansi kweruzira anthu milandu yawo. Ndipo anthu anakhala chindi pamaso pa Mose kuyambira mawa kufikira madzulo. Ndipo pamene mpongozi wake wa Mose anaona zonsezi iye anawachitira anthu, nati chinthu ichi nchiyambo wachitira anthuchi, umakhala pawekha bwanji ndi anthu onse amakhala chindi pamaso pako kuyambira mawa kufikira madzulo.
Last verse, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. Efeso, chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. Potero penyani bwino umomuyendera simonga opanda nzeru koma monga anzeru akuchita machawi popeza masiku ali oyipa. Chichowa china chimanena kuti popeza nthawi ndi oyipa. Ziwa mukwambira. First things first. Dzina langa Isaac Nsonta. Ku secondary school napitako. Zaka zambiri mbiri zapitazo. Maeso a form 4 sana aenda bwino. Osati kuti ndalopanda nzeru koma chifwa nthawi sina yikwilisa chito bwino. Ndeu ukozo kala mwai wanu kuti inuyo maeso wanu adzaende bwino. Form 4 nafikako maeso nalemba. Kukoza sina koza bwino. Kusakoza bwino kani yake sikuna lopata nzeru. Koma nthawi yanga sina yikwilisa chito bwino. Nnachirukitsa zochita munthawi ya sukulu. Zotsatira zake sukuluyo napunzira koma movutika. Pano pa night, kawiri kawiri ku night, anthu amene amabwera ku night kudzaphunzira, amakhala anthu onena kuti mwina mwayi wa selection unavuta, ndi ena amene chichoka cha masiku ano, timanena kuti akukoza mbuyo. Kukoza mbuyo, it's an opportunity that you have to make good of defective work that you had done when you had an opportunity. So my plea to you is make use of time so that you should not go back to do the work. I've been tasked to share with you on time management. Things that I'm going to share with you. Number one, I'm going to define time management. Number two, I am going to show you the benefits of time management. Number three, I'm going to show you tips of effective time management. And number four, which will be the last one, the implication of poor time management. Let's go. What is time management? It is a process of planning and controlling how much time you should spend on an activity. Time management, it's a process and controlling how much time you should spend on an activity. We read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 1. Where the Bible says there is time for everything and season for what? For every activity under the sun. Brethren, we need to understand that everything has got its own time. There is a season for everything. There is a season for you to be called a child. And there is a season for you to be called a youth. And there is a season for you to be called a parent. And there is a season for you to be called a grandma. There is a season. You find somebody, he is still at the puberty stage, but he is very busy doing marriage stuff, breaking the law of season. Ecclesiastes says there is time for everything. So if you want to do good in life, if you want to make progress in life, we must have good time management skills. A lot of things are done in a wrong way, or we are failing to achieve what we are supposed to achieve because of poor time management. A lot of students fail exams, not that they are ignorant, not that they are poor up here, no, but because of poor time management. That one I'm going to challenge you. I was once a victim of that. Poor time management. So all of us, we are called to be good time managers. Time is a resource that cannot be increased. It is fixed. It cannot be changed. 24 hours is given to you, 24 hours is given to me. You find somebody sleeping 24 hours, you find somebody working 24 hours. You find people doing double shifts, working from 7 to 2, starting from 2 to 10 midnight, night. Kagona, 4 hours. Time management. So we are all called to manage our time. Time management, it's very, very important to us as students. Why? Time management removes stress. When you know what to do and what time to do it, you remove stress. There's no anxiety. Anxiety my ziwa. Ikama figa ntawe ya maiso. Kuti kuti maiso ndikubwira zotani, maiso kubwira zotani. But as far as syllabus is concerned, ikakhalanga ndi biology, amakuza zimene mukuyenera kuphunzira in that term. Zimene amakufuzana, amakufuzana within the syllabus. Zimene amachita school, sakufuzana outside the syllabus. Ngati amachita, amachita chechira zake chachirendo, nkungotembenuza fuso. But you are taught zimene zili within the syllabus. Nkhani yake kuti musasokonekere. So if we manage our time, if we know what we are supposed to do and what time to do it, ikamafika nthawi yamaiso chomakhaso nda kuti munthu wakonzekera silabasija wamaliza kuphunzira, silabasija wamaliza kuwerenga, komanso silabasija wamaliza kupanga revision, silabasijanso wamaliza kupanga madisi. You can challenge any examiner, don't have to ask me a question, I'm going to answer you. When you know that you know, you know that you know. And you can ask anyone, don't ask me any question about this. I am the champion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is no stress. There is stress relief when you manage properly your time. Number two, benefit number two. When you properly manage your time, you have a lot of time. You have a lot of time. Remember, we have 24 hours. When you don't manage your time, 24 hours, jema jema. Zona uruma yeso, ena age, si wanda urumu kulemba mawa maesu. 24 hours, jema wa jepele, nene jayo. Ama tenga miyendo kufika mazi, kuma kulemba chitawa kufika mudu, kani age, akusa afuna kugona. Akuna welengebe lasi. Kuma mtu wamene, ntawi yake wei panga manage mino wino. Kuti temu jenga mati kuyamba, pa, temu kuyamba. Yesu mayamba. Tenu kama bila kumabili, nesu wa makazo rafika kuchani? Ma iga baka kwa nita ulemba maesu, ama zuna kwa nwa kundu ulemba maesu. I have seen a lot of people, kufika nita maesu jani kutawa kwa kumaka nama kutawa kuduwala. They don't have time. So when you manage properly your time, you have a benefit that you have a lot of time. Apisi kupulisa nkalasi woka kazona utuwa kija wa imba. Uma nina zona ulineo, ndibe sunta yona nizika wadenga subject hii. Ndika bange zina. Ndiwelenge zina zimene zikundivura. Hii hapo ni samuja. Ndaiva. Ikatapo ya kumaiso ni zarane. Ndiza yanga. That's what I mean. When I said proper time management gives you more time. Uma sanga zono daa. Ijiji kwa nabwasi ni gabange. You have free time. Alipo ena kufika time maiso eja. Having no time. Bukulina yapa. Makini ali yapa. Human biology ali yapo. Wina ali yapo. Notes zili yapo. Ma pamphlet yasara ili yapo. No time.
Amen.
Because of poor time management. Come on, because your time management is good. I'm telling you, figure out how my soldier. Kuma una kujedwa. Kuri wote ba soba bila tawi anje. You have a lot of time. Benefit number three: proper time management gives you more opportunities. When you manage your time, unobino. Uma kala dimbaro kuzobanga zina. Uma kani mbalu kuzopanga zina. Uma tatuna alizizi ndaba nga natana nazo. Mwai wina kubwela ndigula niso. Ndigula ndira kukulisa nchini. Kumu wakazona utama management palibe. Uma kazona ndira stress ija. Iliwa menepo. Ukungu wana zona uliwe wazazidwa. You are overloaded. When you have good time management, you are not overloaded. You are able to handle your issues one by one. You are not overburdened. So you are able to have opportunities. And number four, which is very important as well. Good time management gives you an opportunity to realize your goals. All of us, wherever we are, we must have goals why we are there. Ngati muli de chipeze. Muchipeze chigolo. Maona kuti golo anachokera pali ulona kuti golo la mpira. Golo la mpira ndimaliziwa. Mkati mmoja mbakala mpira umodzi ukumakama player 11 ukuso kumakama player 11. Ndio kumakama golo umodzi ukugoli umodzi au kwa kachinyeu. Mpira uchaka anje tsana ndomba zatu ndiwani kaena adzigwa. Kuma kati mpira osuka roma chipeze chijacho. Awala ndi usana wine. Pali ndi mina achita. Kuma kaya gogi kwa wawuku. Angu wanda na mpira kwa mwadu kwa ya kukule. Mpira kwa mwadu kwa chipeze chija. Au kwa wina. So us as students. When we are here. We must know. What are my goals? What is it that I want to achieve? Mene tu yuli hapa. Tukujua zona kuti. Tufuna tizatu kwenye mapo ya tzakati MCE. Achewa manina kuti. Kumenya ntengu. Nijamuna chomu. Mpira ujamu akamaminya penalti. Akaponya akaulutsa maduwa ulutsa. Koma akaminya hapa. Wangoponya hapa mwono. I'm talking of a target. We must have a target. What is it that we want to achieve? Mapo ya nzama ambira sikisi. Ino mfuna mfile patibu. What is your goal? Muli kufuwa nae nimu. Kamena muli kusikisi. So that is your goal. When you manage properly your time, you'll be able to attain your goal. But if you don't manage your time, I'm telling you, it's very difficult for you to attain your goal.
That's the voice of Isaac Nsonti, who was teaching on time management. Be there again next week as he will specifically focus on how best can you manage your time.
My name is Chimango Mlooka. You're listening to Inside SCOM.
It's now time for our testimony segment, and today we're going to hear from Jacqueline Mlauzi.
Jacqueline Mlauzi. I am currently staying in Lilongwe, Area 25, but I'm from Blantyre. I'm doing internship at NIF as a loan officer. It's a government internship.
A little bit of your education background.
I did secondary at Njandeyo Secondary School. From there, I went to Mzuzu University. I was doing bachelor's in transformative community development.
So, when did you become born again?
I became born again 2015. I've forgotten the exact dates. It was through school. I was in Form 3 then. My friend, who was the chair lady, invited me. So after the experience that I had, I got healed that day from anemia. So with everything that I experienced, I became born again and I made a decision to join SCOM.
How was SCOM at Ndirande Hill?
Wow, it was amazing. Actually, it was when one of the things that shaped me to be where I am. The people were nice and I didn't feel like a stranger. It felt like home. Mm-hmm. I found so many friends there. It built my prayer life. It built like my educational part, my physical part, and everything. Yeah.
What's the most memorable moment for you at Ndirande Hill?
I think it was that day when I experienced the power of the Holy Ghost. It was my first day in school. I got healed. I experienced His power, and I was so convinced that I want to follow Jesus Christ and I want to be in SCOM forever.
Going to Nzuzu University, what's the most memorable moment for you at Nzuzu?
Wow, I think it was my graduation day. Looking back, I was just seeing God's faithfulness. And yeah, indeed God's faithfulness, our anchor and hope. Yeah, I was just seeing all the way His faithfulness. Actually, to talk more about it, It was a redirection course. When I was applying, I didn't apply for that course. So it was a new course. It's in Environmental Science Faculty, Department of Agri-Science. So it's actually a Bachelor of Science in Transformative Community Development. So when I got selected there, my brother, who was ahead of me, he was also at Nzone. So he was like, you can't do this course, maths, sciences, and seeing the history, because it was just 2 years at that time. So seeing the history of the program, he thought maybe I could be withdrawn. So there were a lot of things from within the journey. Many of my friends got withdrawn. Many of my friends had withdrawals and repeats. We started about 35. we finished 17. So just seeing that, I was seeing God's faithfulness. So it was a memorable day for me.
Going back to SCOM, how has SCOM impacted your life?
Well, it has impacted me a lot. Like, starting from the first day, I can start about my health. When they say God heals, I know God heals, because that is what captured me. I was having anemia, and my skin was pale, and mostly I was having like headaches, like heart beating fast and all that. So my mom took me to the hospital. I was drinking medicine and all that, but then I didn't see any change. So, and even the hospital, they didn't know the cause of it. They thought maybe stress and all that. So when my friend invited me there, I remember I was carrying the medicine in my pocket. So I was like, let me just go see. So when I went there, I was prayed for by the chair. We were praying. Not I was prayed for, but then we were praying. But it was something that it didn't happen anything magical, but I just knew that something in me has changed, and I just made the decision at that time. That's the healing part, also educational. In my JCE, I used to work hard, but then I wasn't successful as I wanted. And even my JC certificate isn't as good as MCE. And my parents were just surprised when I got my points. Of course, I was disappointed, but then my parents were surprised, because what happened was just by grace. Even at Mzuni, ISCOM that helped me to succeed. The company that also I had at Mzuzu University, when maybe things are difficult, we used to go to the brothers who were ahead of us, to ask them, to the sisters, to ask them how did they do it. So it was just amazing. So ISCOM has shaped like the whole of my life, yeah.
All right, thank you. Lastly, what would be your word of encouragement to students and maybe all those that are listening to us now?
Just believe when you go to school, because what the world is experiencing right now, most of the teenagers, it's a lot, because most of the teenagers, drug and substance abuse, a lot is happening to them, and this generation, it's getting worse by the day. But I believe SCOM, it's the answer that God has given to Malawi, to this generation, that if you can hold it, our Lord is going to change, because we are raising an upright generation, and I believe that an upright generation is being raised in us. What we need to do is just to believe in God and to believe the foundations that SCOM, through the Holy Spirit, is laying. Yeah.
That's the voice of Jacqueline Mlauzi, who was our guest in today's testimony segment.
Hello, this is Evangelist Joshua Mchenga, and you are listening to Inside SCOM.
Now, let me give you an update of what's happening in SCOM. This Saturday, 8 February 2025, Zimba SCOMAF will have SCOM Patrons and Associates meeting at Mjiri CDSS from 9 o'clock in the morning. Whilst in Kasungu, they have organized joint meetings in the following schools. On Saturday, 8 February, Chigodi CDSS, Linyangwa CDSS, Livwezi CDSS, and Mpoma CDSS. The other week, Saturday, 15 February 2024, Blanta SCOMAF will have joint meetings at the following schools: Sindima Memorial Arts Secondary School, Matindi CDSS, and Luzu Secondary School. Whilst in Lilongwe, Lilongwe SCOMAF, in collaboration with Secondary Evangelism Team, site of Luana Bunda Campus, has organized a patrons training, which will be held on Saturday, 15 February 2025 at Luana Bunda Campus. Well, that's what we had time for in today's edition of Inside SCOM. For questions, feedback, or if you want to share your testimony, music, and SCOM updates, let's get in touch on 0881-775-483. The number again is 0881-775-483. You can also find out more about SCOM or download a copy of this edition on our website, which is www.scommalawi.org. Remember to like and follow our Facebook page, which its name is SCOM, Student Christian Organization of Malawi, and the page link is www.facebook.com/scom.mw. There you'll be able to get more and quicker updates about SCOM. Until next Sunday, 1:30 in the afternoon, when we bring to you another episode of Inside SCOM. Keep on listening to TWR. Today, you are with me, Michael Kaiton.
SCOM! Jesus loves you.